Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, Tranquility Within Your Realm. It is in your power to withdraw yourself whenever you desire. Perfect tranquility within consists in the good ordering of the mind, the realm of your own. Marcus Aurelius. How often do you take time in your day to retreat into the tranquility of your own mind? There's so many things out there that we can give our attention to that we often feel overwhelmed by the noise. Our phones, our computers, TV, radio, YouTube, Facebook. There's so many things that can drive us to distraction. And with the myth of multitasking coupled with the fear of missing out, we can easily become a victim of a full frontal assault of our senses. I know that for me, I used to feel that my mind was moving just way too fast and felt rather chaotic. And if I could just stay one step ahead of it, I wouldn't feel like I was being overwhelmed by the many thoughts racing through my head. The only problem was that I often felt too scattered to really focus on things when I needed to. Because I was in this perpetual state of staying busy, when I did stop, I would often feel uncomfortable with the stillness. When we try to multitask, believing that we will be more productive, we pay a cognitive cost for switching between tasks. And study after study has been shown that we actually get far less done, and the quality of work is far below what it could have been if we had just stayed focused on one single task. So what would happen if you took some time each day to practice focusing on just one thought or idea? In the book Deep Work by Cal Newport, he talks about the need to give our minds a rest and to be bored, saying, "To simply wait and be bored has become a novel experience in modern life, but from the perspective of concentration training, it's incredibly valuable." Taking time to just retreat into our own thoughts helps us to practice having a well-ordered mind. And learning how to have clear thinking is not something that simply comes because we want it to. Like all things, it takes effort to train your mind. Newport goes on to say, "Your will, in other words, is not a manifestation of your character that you can deploy without limit. It's instead like a muscle that tires." But when you put a little time aside to just think or to write down your thoughts, you begin to find that little by little, you are able to strengthen that muscle and direct your thinking and keep your focus on things longer. And when you have this kind of focus, you are generally more relaxed, less anxious, because you don't feel like your mind is racing a million miles an hour. Whether that's taking time to go for a short walk, or to sit down, or to simply write down your thoughts, you'll find that you are able to focus on a task for a longer amount of time without having to check Facebook every 10 minutes. Building a practice of being able to retreat into the tranquility of your own mind helps you to have clearer thinking and helps you be far more effective in any area you choose to apply yourself. Remember, your time and attention are priceless treasures. Learn to invest them wisely, and your return on investment will be far greater than you can ever imagine. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Have a great day. If you enjoyed this podcast, head on over to www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our newsletter. Also, if you could leave me a review on iTunes, Google Play, or Radio Public, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.